Okay, good morning. Hilchos Chanukah. All right, we need Nisim and Niflaos for today as well. Okay, against all of our enemies. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. Okay, Tav Resh Ayin Aleph. We are doing Seif Hey. Ner Chanukah, Manichu al Petach Hasamuch Lirshus Harabim Mibachutz. So where do you put the candles of Chanukah? The best place, Ikar Takana of Chazal, is to put it basically on the street, right inside or within the doorway, next to the doorway, by your doorway, right by the right Samuch. We're going to see that's within the Tefach or inside the Petach itself. That's going facing out Lashus Harabim. So let's read. Im Abayit Petuach Lashus Harabim. So if your house, the door of your house, actually basically is on the threshold, it hits the Rishos Harabim, right, where the street where everybody's walking. So then Manicho al Pitcha, so you should put it right by the doorway of your house, because that's what's adjacent to the Rishos Harabim. V'im yesh lo chatzer lifnei habayit, but if you have this a chatzer in front of your house, so then what do you do? So then, manicho al petach ha-chatzer. Then you put it at the petach, the doorway of the chatzer, so that your menorah is right by the Rishos Harabim for everybody to see. That's where we get more pirsumei nisa. V'im hayad dar ba'aliyah. Now, let's say you lived on the second floor. In those days, they didn't have, I don't think they had 6 flights up or 20 or 100 flights up. So if you went upstairs one flight, she'ein lo petach patuach l'rishus harabim, and now your doorway isn't facing rishus harabim, let's say you have to go through another house or something like that. Again, the exact situation, yishma ladun or la'ayin, but basically, if your doorway you don't have a doorway to put it so that it faces the street, you don't have a chatzer that faces the street, whatever the situation might be. So then manicho b'chalon. Chazal's second choice is you put it in your window. Hasamuch l'rishus harabim. The window that faces the rishus harabim. And this way you get more persumei nisa. There's much more people on the street than in your house. V'im hayadar ba'aliyah she'ein lo petach petuach rishus harabim. Oh no, I just read that. U'bishat ha-sakana. But built into the initial... presumably it was built in from the initial moment when Chazal were matakin Mineros. Okay, historical question, exactly. Ubishata sakana she'eno rashai l'kayim the mitzvah. When we're not able to be makayim the mitzvah the way is ideal, it could still be lechadchila for your situation. Manicho al shulchano v'dayo. You just put it on the table in your house, and this way you and your family sees the menorah, and you have pirsumanisa with the people in your house. Okay, let's keep reading. I'll just point out right now. So nowadays, where is the best place to put it? So really, we just read the halacha, and that applies nowadays as well. But many of us live, it depends, if we're not in a place of sakana, nowadays, people are in a place of sakana in certain parts of the world more than ever. And, you don't want rotten eggs or broken windows or much worse happening, especially in some campuses, b'chule. So anyways, assuming it's a safe place to put it, where is ideal? So most poskim, such as Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Chazon Ovadia, and more, say the best place to put it is by your chatzer, the doorway of your chatzer, if you have a chatzer, or if you have, like, you're part of a building, you put it downstairs in the bottom of your building, if it faces Rishos Harabim, right? The Chazon Ish is the opinion, and says, actually, our chatzeros nowadays don't have the same din as a chatzer. Because in the times of Chazal, when we talked about a chatzer, the chatzer was an extension of your house. The Chazon Ish says the menorah has to be in your house, right? We're going to see this again. But an integral part of lighting candles has to be attached to the house. Now, obviously, if you don't live there, a house by itself is not chayav mitzvahs. But there's a relationship and a connection between the person's chiyuv and with the house. So a chatzer used to be an extension of one's house. People would use the chatzer for storage, for milling their flours, for baking, doing their laundry, whatever they used to do over there. Nowadays, he writes, our chatzeros are not so much used, and therefore we don't have the din of a chatzer anymore, the same way Chazal has it. So that's the shita of the Chazon Ish, and it has a couple other ramifications for other halachos as well. Eruvin and whatever. So, he holds, you're actually not even Yotze, I believe. I didn't see his actual words inside recently, but it would come out that you're not Yotze if you light by the chatzer to the Rishus Rabin, because it's disconnected from your house, and it's not, and so therefore he writes, you have to light it by your house.
Is it by a building?
Any chatzer, unless it's a chatzer that you use all the time. Some people have like a real chatzer in front of their house, and it's enclosed, and they actually use it. I don't know if kids playing is enough. He holds a car is not enough, as far as I know. So anyway, so that's the minhag by most in Bnei Brak and some other places. Minhag Yerushalayim, I think, often lights it by the edge of the chatzer, and which is the majority opinion. And anyways, ask your Rav. And many of us also depends who lights inside their house as well, just by the window, or it depends. Like where I live right now, I don't really have a chatzer that goes out, and I don't have a great window that even goes for Shasarabim, but I have one a little bit. But anyway, every house is a little different. So in a situation. But basically your choices are petach chatzer, petach abayit, the chalon abayit, or just inside your house itself. And the ikar is to get, as long as you do one of them and there's people seeing it, you're Yotze. You can't just light it somewhere and disappear, like inside the middle of your house, and then walk out and no one is there to see it. That's a major problem. But it could be Yotze through Persumei Nisa of your own family as well. Okay, so let's go on. We'll see a little bit more about this. Right, so there's also a question. There are obviously going to be some different opinions. I'll just, one quick question, which is better? A window that more people will see in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or you can put it by the edge of your chatzer, but almost no one's going to see it there. So again, I'm sure there'll be different opinions. Or Letzion, he writes it's much better to have it in the chalon, because the whole purpose is Persumei Nisa, and that is part of their tekanas. So it's in that situation, that's lechat chila. Okay, let's read a bit more. V'tzarich ner acher liyishtamesh l'oro. Now, Shulchan Aruch writes, this is from the Rishonim, when you light the candles, there must be another light in the room. It could be the shamash that's right there. Like everyone thinks the shamash is not to get benefit from the light. We're going to see that later on. That's one of the purposes. But we're first introduced is another reason, maybe a little less common, known, is that you need to have a light in the room. Again, it could be a light bulb, it could be anything. But it needs to be so that it doesn't look like the menorah is to have light in the room. The menorah needs to be obvious that there's something special, so it's a heker for the mitzvah. The imish medura, and if you have some kind of bonfire or some other light bulb or something else around there that the room is lit up, ain't tzarich ner acher, then you don't need another light. You don't need a shamish for this topic that we're discussing. The imhu adam chashuv, she'ein darchu lishtamish l'or medura, tzarich ner acher. He says, not that you're an important person in those days, and you had a medura, bonfire. In those days, a chashuv person wouldn't use a bonfire for light. That would be pachot mikvodo. It'd have to be a proper lamp or proper light bulb, whatever it is. So then, for him, this medura doesn't count, because it's not nikkur. He would never use a medura. So you might think the Neros Hanukkah is because he has light in the room. So you have to have another light. Okay. Let's go on to the next one. Vav. Manicho lamala mishlosha tfachim. Alright, so lechatchila, Chazal said you have to light, that's actually a machlokas, where it comes from, but basically, or Rishonim, you have to light it above three tfachim. Alright, not everyone says that, and bidyevij or yotze, I think according to everybody, or yotze even if it's on the ground. Okay? But lachatchila, the halacha is it must be above 3 tfachim from the ground.
The ner.
The fire, the ner, not the lamp or not the menorah. We're talking about the actual fire. Perfect. So that's 3 tfachim above the ground. Okay. Umitzvah lanicho lamata miasara tfachim. And then, if there's a mitzvah, it's better to light it below 10 tfachim. So, a pipshat, the main reason that's given is because it's in a strange place. People don't usually put the light so low. They usually have a fire a little bit higher up. So the fact that it's a little bit lower than normal is, again, that's a hecker that it's for the mitzvah and it's not there, it's just so you have light to see. Again, I'm sure there's many, what's it called? Chassidish HaTorah, or Al Pisod, right? The Shechina is above 10 Tfachim, and we want to bring Pursume Nisa and a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our domain. Okay, anyways. V'im hinicho lamala me'asara tfachim yatsa. And if you place it above 10 tfachim, then you are yotze. Again, so lechatchila, it's best to have it between 3 and 10 tfachim. That's if you're putting it outside. Aval im hanicho lamala, or by the doorway. Again, you put it by the window, so you put it in the window, obviously. Around the table. Aval im hanicho lamala me'esrim ama lo yatsa. But if it's above 20 amos, so a person's eyes, lo shalta be'ena, doesn't see up there, so you're not yotze at all. And you'd have to relight with a new bracha. It doesn't matter if it's indoors or outdoors, that's the maximum is 20 amos from the ground. The floor, if you're indoors, the floor inside, and if you're outside, it's from the ground. We'll see in a moment. Nowadays, it might be a little different, but basically, that's the halacha. Okay, like if you live in a tall building, maybe third or fourth floor above the ground, you're going to be above 20 amos, whatever it is, measure it. And does it help to be in that position? So it's a big safek. It's a machlokas on how to view it. And it's best in that situation, if you have people living across the street, that's really when it's, when some say you are yotze. As far as having it in the chalon, if you're not in the house. If there's people who also, buildings across the street that everyone can see.
Some people live in a hill.
Or you live in a hill, so from the outside you're above 20 amos. So that's, it's a question. It depends on the situation. We leave it as a question. Lechatchila, don't do that. Unless it's the chalon of the windows. Usually you're indoors, as long as there's other people in the house. So then we always say, if there's people in the house, you're yotze lechatchila. Okay, is it the best way? So then we have to see which is the best way for pursuing menisa. But then you're definitely yotze, and definitely with the bracha, no shaila, as long as there are people inside.
That person lives alone.
If a person lives alone, we'll get there. So yeah, it should be good enough for him. Lives alone? Should be good enough. As long as he's there. He can't light it and walk out. That's a problem. At least for the first 30 minutes. We'll see that soon. Afilo lekacha kach, daluk venicha lamata me'esrim, lo yatza dadlaka osa mitzvah. So we're going to see, v'hilchos chanaka, it's lighting the menorah, when everything has to be done according to the halacha. It's the lighting that does the mitzvah, your yotze, and that's the ikar. So you can't light it above 20 amos and then carry your menorah down. Because it has to be kosher, or yotze, the mitzvah, where you light it. Okay. Zayin, right? Zayin. Mitzvah la'anichol betefach samoch la'petach mismo. Okay, so number one, you need to light it. Again, if you're going to light it by the doorway, it has to be within a tefach to the doorway itself. I have a carve-out where I live in the wall, and it's, I don't know, maybe 4 tefachim away from the door. I'm not sure how that happened, so I don't put my menorah there. Because it's not by the petach, it's not samach la petach. It has to be within a tefach.
As small as you look at the door.
When you're facing the doorway from the outside, because you're doing Pursume Nisa, opposite the mezuzah. When you right, so we're going to see that here. So kedei shetehei mezuzah miyamin v'ner Chanukah mismol. We always have a preference to the right, chesed strength. So therefore, well, not exactly the same, but anyway, you're right. Let's just leave it yamin Hashem. So then, it's always better. So you put the mezuzah on the right side. Now the right side already has a mitzvah. So instead of making it unbalanced and putting two mitzvahs on the right side, you put one on each side, and this way you're surrounded by mitzvahs when you walk through.
So if that doorway doesn't require a mitzvah, the mezuzah for some reason. That doorway doesn't require a mezuzah
for some reason. Ve'im ein mezuzah, keep reading, ba'petach manicho miyamin. And if there is no mezuzah on that doorway, whatever the reason is, then you light it on the right side, because yamin Hashem. Oh, by the way, just a quick thing. It's from before. How come many of us still have the minhag to light indoors? So just to point out, so many chashuv people, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is also many do light indoors lechatchila. So some say once it became the minhag, that's like a normal Jewish thing. We stick with our minhag. Also, because we might come back to a time of sakana in the future, chas v'shalom. That's one reason. Another reason that people bring out is there's geneva issues, wind issues. In Europe, it was very cold and windy. Maybe the goyim won't let you. If you live next to the goyim, they'll make problems, they'll blow it out, they'll protest even if you're in the building. And the windows might be more visible, or you're trying to hide, like we said. And then you have also the issue of the Chazon Ish. So just wanted to point it out.
When you spoke several weeks back about Shabbos and fires, remember that? When the Jew is actually chayim to pay everything, so that also tied into it in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Not avoiding damages, yes. Okay. So ve'im hinicho bedelet atzma. Now, if you're going to put it in the doorway itself, yanichenu mechetzio shokniso letzatzmo. So you put it in the doorway, if that's what you want to do, and just put it on the left side. Okay? Not too complicated. Haga. Miyu bizman ezeh shekulanu madikim bifanim, but we all light indoors. All of us. That's just what we do. Ve'en heker livnei reshut harabim klal. And when we light, there is no heker for the reshut harabim. That's not our concern. It's for the people inside the house. Ein lachush kokach imi madikim b'tefach hasamuch labayit. So you don't have to light it by the front door because it's for the house. You light it where everyone is sitting. But the minag is lachatchila. You should just light it there. You should light it there anyway. Elim kein rabbi nevayit shadif yoter ladiko echad makom miyuchad mila arev aneres biyachad. However, if a minag Ashkenaz, you're going to light 8 menorahs for everyone in the family. So the ein heker. So then you want to put in each one in a separate spot so that they don't all become, doesn't just look like 40 candles or whatever the number of candles you are tonight. The ein heker kama neros madlikin, and then you don't have no heker what night it is. Mikol makom yizaru shel hadlik makom shel madlikin aneret kol hashana ki az lo yeh heker klal. But you should light it in a different place than where you light candles all year. Nowadays we have light bulbs from the ceiling, so that's not really. Even though it's just for the household, the kids, the family. You still want to make a heker for the people who are in the house.
If you're using what's called a hanukkah, then it should be a heker in of itself, right?
Yeah, hanukkah is a heker. So, different opinions, what's ideal. But you don't separate them a little bit. Okay, as much as possible. Ube beit, you know, if you're standing from a little far, it's hard to see also. Ube beit hakneset, manicho bekotel darum. And in the shul, when we light candles, it's best to light it on, the minhag is to light it on the southern wall, right? Because that's, we want to model after the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where the menorah was there. Oh, benerot ha-menorah, the nusach, will change that nusach, and then you set up the candles so that the order of the candles, the lineup, is going from east to west, like it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, we know it's a machlokas. Maybe it was set up actually north to south, right? And so there are different minhagim. Okay, both are okay. This is what I believe is the more common one. Okay. Ubeveid HaKnesset Menichol B'Kuyesvede. Let's keep going. Umadlikin Umevarchin Beveid HaKnesset Mishum Pirsu Mei Nisa. So here the Shulchan Aruch writes that in the Beit Knesset we light the candles and we say a bracha for Pirsu Mei Nisa. Now, many point out that in the Beit Knesset, it's only a minhag. So we learned before, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we don't
make a bracha on a minhag.
We never make a bracha on a minhag. Now that's a Gemara. Ashkenazim also don't. But there's a little difference. The Rama says, based on Tosfos, we do say a bracha on a minhag if it's a shtickle mitzvah. We're very modeled after a mitzvah. It's a partial mitzvah. So then we do. Like,
lulav.
No, lulav is a mitzvah.
Not the 6 days. The 6 days.
Yeah, but it's a takana based on the mitzvah. It's a takana, and it's a takana. It's not a minhag. People didn't decide.
Make a bracha on a takana.
Yeah, everyone says you make a bracha on a takana. It's only on a minhag that the people made up, or a rabbi started doing, but didn't say you have to do it. So some say that the lighting in the Beit HaKnesset is only a minhag. So what's different? So for Ashkenazim, it wouldn't be a big deal because it's modeled after lighting. There's other lighting mitzvahs. There's Pirsu Mei Nisa. You light it in your house. It's not such a big deal. For Sephardim, it's more of a kasha. So they answer either because it's Pirsu Mei Nisa, so that gives it, and those are the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that gives it an extra status. Also, it's really modern. Anyways, it's also modeled after lighting in the house. And some point out, no, it's not a minhag. It actually is a takana. If it was, again, in what year historically, that's also a question. But Lemaisa, it is a takana according to Chazal somewhere in history. So that's a machloket, which either way, everybody lights with the bracha on Klal Yisrael, that's not a question. Any place where there's a minyan, in a Beit Knesset, Kotel Ma'aravi, any place that's miyuchad on a regular basis for davening, when you daven there Ma'ariv, that's the minhag in Klal Yisrael. Other places of gathering where it's not, you're not davening Ma'ariv and it's not miyuchad for a minyan, so most poskim obviously say you're not allowed to say a bracha. Okay. Chabad doesn't count for most poskim for this halacha. I don't know if it came out wrong. Anyway, for this halacha. Now, what happens? Should an avel light candles? Someone who's an avelis, can you light candles? So the issue with lighting candles is saying shachianu. So they say not to say an avel shouldn't light candles in the shul the first night because of the bracha shachianu, not too much simcha, but in his house he is obligated. An avel is obligated in all mitzvos, and if shachianu comes up, you have to say it, so you say it. Okay, so that's not a problem. And then the other nights there's no shachianu, so there's no difference. Okay. Ve'ein adam yotze b'neirat shel beit ha'knesset. Now you're not yotze because it's not your house, right? It's a mitzvah that's tied to the person and to the house. V'tzarich lachzor lahali b'beiso. So you have to light again with the bracha, even if you live by yourself. Okay, you're not yotze if you do it in shul. There's a question: what if you're an oreach, a complete guest, you're houseless, whatever? So then you might be yotze in the shul, you might not be. So then figure out a way, make a tanai. You're not yotze, mimishtatef for someone else to be. A similar question comes up by yeshiva bachrim if they light in the Beit Knesset or in the Beis Medrash. Should that person also light? Because he's in a way homeless a little bit. So that's one of the questions that are brought up. So either he should be mishtate with somebody else to light for him in the lobby or in the bedroom, whatever the yeshiva does, where they eat. That's also a whole question. And or have a kavana that he's lighting for the shul, but he's not being yotze, his personal obligation for those who do light. There are some bachurim, since as long as they're so mechad shulchan avim, they still have their parents' home that they go to, and so many svardim in particular don't light with the bracha, or don't light at all. Okay, so that's the noagim mahadig with the knesset bein mincha lamarav. The minhag is, when do we light? Between mincha and marav. So this way, you light, and even if you normally light after tzeis, we're going to get to that in the next siman. For here, you want to light before marav. So this way, at least people see it. Right after marav, everyone's gone. Before you turn around, the place is empty. So you want to have it lit at least for during marav. V'yesh no'agim l'hadav erev Shabbos, and some light on erev Shabbos koder mincha, before mincha. And the minhag in many places is to do it between mincha and marav. Okay, whatever the minhag is. You're a little bit in a rush, there's not so much time. So you can have one person light. Say that whoever says the bracha just has to light the first candle. Because the bracha, you can't have two different people do it. The one who lights has to be the one who says the bracha. At least that's lechatchila, perhaps. It's a whole discussion otherwise, but you can have the main candle is the first one, he lights that one, and then he can start davening mincha. If he's in a hurry, and Yuchal Hashamash, anyone else in the room, could lahadli kanisharim v'shilech tzibur yitpalel, and he can, because that's the case was, the shilech tzibur was the one who also lit candles, and they wanted to get the minion rolling before Shabbos.